Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, The Rainbow Asylum. Woohoo! My name is the head nurse, but you can call me Head Nurse Mikester. And joining me is everybody's favorite GIMP.
Hello, listening audience. Hello. This is your sound GIMP here for another episode of The Rainbow Asylum. We got a lot of good music lined up for you tonight because we are in a celebratory mood tonight here on the show. Not only does tonight mark the 46th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. Woohoo! 46 years of revolution. But also, as I'm sure you all heard by now, on Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling made the decision that everybody in the country can get married. We have marriage equality across the board. Yay!
Well, you know, I just want to kind of correct you a little bit. Everybody can't get married. Polyfamilies are still illegal, so... but monogamous couples are now legal across the board. Human ones.
That is always a nurse, always trying to put a little damper on the parade. But I know still we are excited about the ruin. In fact, our own Miss Debbie DeMure has been celebrating this weekend because her marriage is now officially recognized in her home state of Texas.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Did you see, not to put a damper on it, but did you see that the state of Texas is attempting, they told their clerks, and I don't know how this is going to play out, but they told their, that anybody who has a religious objection doesn't have to issue those licenses. So I don't know if that means they're going to have to find somebody in the office, you know, to do it, or maybe those people will just get fired. That would be the right thing to do because... You know, the government can't be – the government has to operate in a neutral manner. The law is the law. That is the whole basis of the decision, is that government must be neutral and treat everybody equally. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but right now the states of Texas and Louisiana are attempting to play the religious freedom card, even though governments don't have religious freedom. Individuals do.
Well, that is true, and specifically with Louisiana shortly after the decision came down from the courts, Louisiana Governor and presidential candidate Bobby Jindal said that he was waiting on the decision of the Fifth Circuit Court. Louisiana did have their state marriage laws challenged in federal court, and the Fifth Circuit Court delayed their ruling until they heard from the Supreme. So Jindal's still trying to delay it in Louisiana. I know Mississippi is likewise trying to play the religious freedom card. And in Alabama, there's a bill being pushed through the state legislature right now that basically says to hell with marriage. If the gays can't, if the gays have to get married, then nobody can get married. They're trying to get rid of civil marriages throughout the state. So, you know, it's still not set in stone, folks. We still got a few states that are trying to fight this all the way to the bitter end, but fucking the Supreme's rule, you know, the Supreme's rule, and they're going to lose.
Well, the one where they're just going to abolish marriage licenses is probably a good thing.
Well, right, in principle, yes. But then the question becomes, all right, if you're going to totally abolish civil marriages, because, you know, being that marriage is a contract and affords certain benefits, rights, and privileges on not only on a federal level but on a state level, how is the state going to handle that, for lack of a better term?
Well,
are they just going to get rid of all the privileges and rights associated with marriage within a state?
No, the way I understand it is that you would register, you would have to, you know, you get it performed by whoever was, you know, solemnizing your union. So you would have your ceremony or wherever, and then you would just report that one occurred and that you are now a couple. So they just wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't have to ask permission first. Like the license, like the actual piece of paper would be abolished so that no one, I guess, has to get their hands dirty with our sin or whatever. But if you could find, you know, a church or some other, what's kind of funny about that is because religion isn't really free, because in order to be a licensed practitioner, you have to actually be ordained by the state. Like, there's a state procedure for being an ordained minister, but as long as you can get one to do your marriage, which obviously you know from the example of Vegas, you can get married by Elvis. You can get married by, you know what I mean? I mean, it's really not hard to get that. You can get married by the fucking spaghetti monster.
On that note, with the Elvis marriage and whatnot, if you live in the state of Indiana and you want the Sound Gimp to perform your marriage ceremony, I am a licensed minister within the state of Indiana.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, you can
see, they'll give it to any fucking bun. Sorry. Hello?
I'm here. Hold on. I got a long time listener sending me a message on Facebook wanting to know if we are live and rolling. I got to type back. Hell yeah, we're live. Check us out. And by the way, if you're listening,
so
like said,
with all the
celebrations and whatnot going on.
Sorry, I had to mute the Gimp because he was talking over me. One does not speak over the nurse when she is talking. All right. You can go ahead and finish your sentence. I'm over it.
All right. Anyway, I was going to say, you know, it is a fun show tonight. A lot of great shit going on down the history books tonight. We'd love to hear your views on it. Please call us in. You can call us live in the studio at 516-387-1565.
Yay! Well, are you going to play
for
what?
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's get to some tunes. First of all, I guess since we're obviously above all else marking the anniversary of Stonewall, what better way to kick it out than with some revolutionary 60s music? Here's the most radical band to ever come out of a turbulent decade. Here they are, the legendary MC5 with Kick Out the Jams.
And right now it's time to take out the jams, motherfucker!
Kick them out!
Well, that was another one of those suddenly ending songs. Where do you come up with these?
Well, you know, it was recorded live, man. You know, I can't exactly help that. I don't write
it's
the
like,
endings
you
literally, every song.
Do you literally sit there and, like, just edit out? Like, you just choose a random moment, like, towards the end of the song and just, like, chop it?
Just to piss you off, nurse.
I had a feeling. All right, so, I want everybody to know.
Being the celebratory nature of the weekend that it is, I do have a little special song for you later in the show.
Yay.
Something that I picked just for you, nurse.
Yay. Yay. So I want everyone to know that I'm like, it's like I don't even want to start talking because every time I do, the GIMP starts talking. And it makes me just want to reach through the internet and strangle him, like, literally to death. But I'm going to try to hold back from doing that. In fact, we could have made that tonight's GIMP Olympics event, but since the GIMP is such a poor planner and everything else, he had told us up until the very last minute that we weren't even going to be doing he told us he had to go to a wedding, so he couldn't come to the actual Stonewall celebration show, which is tonight. And then lo and behold, at the very last minute, I get this. He's like, oh, guess what? We can do a show tomorrow. And I'm like, dude, I already planned on having this evening off. So, yay, we get to do a show. And he's all excited. He's like, oh, I'm going to be home in time. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? All right, so I'm glad to be here. But the GIMP has worked my last nerve in the past 24 hours. So if I had had time to prepare a GIMP Olympics event, it would have been especially brutal. But I'm over it. I don't care. He obviously – his highest score the whole time, I think, was like a 2-point something. So there you go. Yay, GIMP. Yay, GIMP.
Hey, it was an improvement over the previous week's score.
Wow, you're, yeah, you must be so proud.
You know, see, you know, unlike you, nurse, not everybody on the show here, not all the on-air staff is a vacuum of negativity.
Excuse me, I am a picture-perfect model of glamour and grace.
You piss and moan more than anybody I know, and I deal with socialists.
Yeah, but I do it so elegantly. I do it with class.
About as much class as Donald Trump.
I'm like a brilliant, shining tiara of just... Yeah. Yay.
No, Miss Debbie Demure is the brilliant shining tiara.
Well,
you
know. You
are nothing but a necklace of rhinestones.
I'm not even going to. My brain made a funny joke, but I'm not going to repeat that one.
Say it. Say it.
No. No.
Say it. God damn it. You are having way too much fun with that new headset. You know that?
You know, I just want everybody to know this as well. I have just installed a voice morphing program that has like 15 more voices that I haven't even tried out yet. So the one you just heard is, I think it's called the Giant. So I have Giant and Cyborg and Alien here. Do you want to hear the Cyborg?
This is my cyborg voice. You
are it. And I have 3 buttons on my thing. I get to, like, program them.
Gay cyborgs.
Wow. Just wait till you hear the fairy voice.
And how is that different from your normal voice?
I knew that was coming.
Too easy, man. Too easy. Come on.
It's actually a little less gay. So, are
what?
You going to play any more music, or like what?
Yeah, we got a shitload of music, man. In fact, here's another live cut from the GIMP's Endless Bottomless Stash of Bootlegs. I haven't played any new bootleg tracks yet, but In honor of the long battles we've had in the courts, here's a live version of Warren Zevon's Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Bootlegs, Warren Zevon live with Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Oh, seemed kind of fitting. I think the nurse disagrees. Nurse? Alright, nurse, you there? Nurse. All right, well, let's take a call. Hello, you're on the asylum.
Hi. Am I on the asylum?
You are, but you're going to have to hold because I think our host dropped. So hold on just a second. All right, please hold. Eli, are you still there? Eli? Hello?
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 Eli?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you still there? I don't know what the fuck is going on. We don't...
Did the nurse disappear?
Yeah, the nurse dropped. We're technically not even on the air. Can you hear anything out of your monitor?
Give me a second.
Hello.
I can hear out of, but you're still streaming.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. I guess we're going to be running this solo for a minute while we wait on the nurse to return, if she ever does. In the meantime, we do have a couple of guests in the studio, and we're going to get to them fairly shortly. But in the meantime, we should probably play another song.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, there we go. So, here's, crap, nurse, you motherfucker. Here's Daniel versus the World with Love Your Rage, Not Your Cage.
I'm back to serious, Daniel. Yeah, so this is going to be my last song. This is called Love Your Rage, Not Your Cage.
Rap!
This song's for Clement Marek, who died today. He was a gay rights protester in Paris who was beaten to death, and it's really sad. I know the gays have had a pretty good time of it recently because of all the marriage stuff, but it's like, this is still a fight, and we should still be really angry, and I'm really fucking angry, and things like this have just made me even more angry. So yeah, this is about like getting really fucking angry and enjoying it. I'm getting really warm. Unbutton. And then yeah, it's also kind of a nod to people that really should check their privilege, like certain writers in papers at the moment who fucking hell, I'm so angry. yeah, so this is called Love Your Rage. Thank you so much. You've been really lovely.
right, and that was show favorite, Daniel versus the World. Our longtime listeners might remember that we had Daniel on as a guest a couple months ago, and we were still on the Mixer Network. We're always happy to play his music. And now, without further ado, guess who's come back? Hello, Nurse.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to me after the GIMP has totally fucked things up.
How is it my fault that you disconnected?
Just the mere force field of your vast suckage caused my line to drop.
Well, Nurse, I have a surprise for you.
Yay!
We have a long time listener and a big favorite of ours calling in.
Eli Van Sickle.
Yep. Go ahead, Eli. You're now live on the air.
Yay!
Awesome! Hi, Eli.
Hi, Nurse. How's it going?
It's better now than it was 3 minutes ago. I'll put it that way.
Isn't that always the case?
Eli, you are in for a very special treat because we have somebody else who's been holding on the line as well.
Hello, babies.
Hey, it's the Mad Poet Bomber.
Oh, and I can be with a very special
thing.
No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were. As some of the petitioners in these cases demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves. Their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. The judgment of the Court of Appeals of the Sixth Circuit is reversed. It is so ordered. Liberty and justice look at each other across a crowded hall. People screaming, voices ringing, no one notices them at all. The torch, it wavers, it will not fall, but extends slightly towards the figure who, drawn by the change in light, blindfold is nudged, a minute upward crawl, people screaming, voices ringing, no one notices them at all, no one sees the wink, the smile, the slow return to place, but later that night, in a silent hall, they will finally embrace liberty and justice for all.
Ooh.
All right, Poet Bomber. Now, Poet Bomber, I believe the nurse has a little something to do for you, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, you do, sweetheart.
Oh,
now,
great.
Nurse,
I forgot about that.
Now, Nurse, are you going to do this the right way, or are we just going to hear an instrumental track tonight?
Well, I mean, I forget. I had to turn my headset off, so I really don't have the option of accidentally being muted, so.
All right, well, I hope you...
I could be muted on the soundboard, but it would be so obvious to everybody that I wouldn't be able to play it off.
That is true. Now, Eli, I know you've been, you know, I know on this show, you know, we love your singing, but tonight we get to hear the nurse sing.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
All right. Now, nurse, are you familiar with Judas Priest's Turbo Lover?
No.
Well,
oh, good.
I'll tell you what. Should we give the nurse a minute to at least pull up the lyrics?
Oh, we can do that much. For she is.
I mean, I'm just going to sit here and voice the lyrics since I don't
know
the tune.
That's fine.
Okay, they're already on my screen.
All right, you got it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the head nurse Mikester singing Judas Priest, Turbo Lover.
Switching back and forth between opera and metal vocals with acoustic folk guitar under it. I think that's, I think the people, that's what the people want.
Right. It's the next big thing.
We know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, did you have anything else for us this evening?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't sure if I was being heard. No. I did not. I was just listening just to tell the nurse again. Very, very proud of you, darling. Very good.
Yay! Uh-huh. Thank you, darling. Great pick.
Thank you. Thank you, Bomber. We'll see you next week.
Arbona.
All right, now we still have Eli Van Sickle in the studio with us. And Eli, I think you have the distinct honor of being our first caller since we've come back to the old network.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Sometimes you have to get back together with an ex in order to realize that it was better before. I don't know. I was trying to just make an ex-lover analogy, but I don't think that played.
Oh,
well,
I hate when that happens.
In many ways, Blog Talk Radio is like an ex-lover, and, you know, we had to leave her and go to Mixler and realize how horrible Mixler was just so that we could realize how good things really were on Blog.
See, that's why, you know, that's why the Gimp is a writer.
Thank you.
Right.
Gimp has a way with words.
Well, a way with words and a way with records.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, I do believe it's getting about on time for the nurse to get her heart rate up. So, Eli, definitely thank you for calling in. We always love hearing from you. And I believe we have one of your own original songs lined up on the board tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Well.
Just real quick, do you have any new music coming out anytime soon?
The short answer is no. And the long answer is no, I don't.
Yeah, I was really bracing myself there.
Well, you know, I like to build suspense, and I thought there was more to it than that. No, someday, but nothing in the foreseeable future. Right now, I'm focusing on getting a steady job.
That's good. How's Chicago working out for you?
Chicago's working out great. Apparently when you live in a big city, though, you have to make a lot of money in order to remain living in a big city. And so
that's
something that I'm realizing. Yeah. But yeah, cool. Well, it was good talking to you guys.
You are always an honored and welcome guest here on the Asylum.
Absolutely, and I think this has been a great weekend for all Americans, and
Poly families. They're
except
still
Poly families. Yep, and another thing is, how have you noticed that people are becoming more and more accepting of transgendered women if they look hot?
Yes. Much like how they are show preference to, you know, cis women that are hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same-sex marriage, it took us this long to get here, but, again, polyamorous families, who knows when that will be recognized by the government as a legitimate marriage.
So I guess the moral of that story is if you're a fat lesbian poly family who's trans, you're screwed.
And the nurse puts it in the only way that he can.
Indeed. Well,
just to put it in perspective.
Exactly. That's
fat,
a true
lesbian,
libertarian.
Transgender poly families are still an oppressed minority.
That's a true queer libertarian for you.
Yay!
Once again, Eli, thank you for chiming in, and keep listening. We got a lot of great music on the way, and more rants from the nurse.
All righty, good to talk to you, people.
Always, thank you.
You too.
It's always good to hear from him, but I believe it is time for...
Okay, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. We're going to talk about girls that we don't like.
Okay, so basically my headset crashed, and then my computer decided to do a Windows update. So my computer, I'm lounging on the couch right now. I cannot reference the actual source material, so I'm not going to be able to name names. But there was an incident obviously a lot of Pride festivals around the country are happening actually today. But it's been Pride season for a while, though, you know, Phoenix had ours in April, and there have been Prides around the country ever since. I don't remember what city, but one of the cities of Washington had their Pride actually last weekend. And the local libertarian affiliate there had decided to put a booth up, as many libertarian groups around the country do, because obviously we've been supportive of the GSM community since, you know, we began, right? So that's like a favorite place that we do outreach. Well, apparently some patriot group had decided they were going to do like an open carry demonstration at this Pride festival, and the organizer of the Pride event somehow decided that that must be the libertarians, even though... You know, and I refer to them as the snake people, you know, the people who wave around the big yellow snake flag, even though I actually have a rainbow snake flag, but there's no coincidence there. apparently she thinks the snake people are libertarians, and that there's like no difference, which there's a huge chasm of difference between us. But I digress from the fact that she totally generalized and stereotyped this group of activists and... canceled their booth. They had already paid for a booth, and she called and left this guy, the chair of the party there. She left him this bizarro message that she knows they have a political agenda, which is incredibly ironic coming from the organizer of a mainstream Pride event, and that he couldn't be there, and that it was all our fault that the church got shut up. It was so freaking bizarre. What's even worse is that, out of all people, Glenn Beck picked up the story. So at the very same moment that this person's, like, stereotyping us as, you know, Tea Party people, fucking mouthpiece of the Tea Party universe stands up and starts talking. And, like, just reinforcing that same fucking dynamic that the mistake is based on in the first place. And I'm just over here like, what the fuck? What the fucking fuck? This is a fucking zoo. It's a circus. And everybody's wrong. I mean, what is the point of being free if I don't have all of my rights? You know, self-defense has its place in protecting us from gay bashers. Like, I don't see what the big deal is. You know what I mean? But apparently there are big... you know, and I mean, I guess this is not a surprise to me, but there are very... people who are very big on gun control in the LGBT camp. I feel the need to pause and explain why I use LGBT in some cases and GSM in other cases, but I won't. But there's a difference. I'm bored with the subject. The slut of this week is whoever was the chair of that Pride committee, and the name is in the article.
Her name is Anna Slut. Anna Slut.
Okay, Anna, yeah, she is our slut this week.
All right, let's shout the name.
Slut of the week is 2, 3, 4. Slut.
Anna Slut.
Okay.
this week's slut. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Take your, you know what, I hope that, I hope, I don't even remember her name either because her career was over, you know, 2 years ago, but whoever the one was in San Francisco when she tried to kick Chelsea Manning to the curb and everybody freaked out and, like, she got voted off that board, like, within months. Yeah, I hope you go the same direction. In fact, I know you will because that's what happens when you get named slut on this show. Your career is over. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Well, now that the nurse is good and thoroughly pissed off, I need to play a little special song for her to soothe the beast. So this one goes out to the nurse.
Be alone tonight, yeah, baby, tonight, yeah, baby. I got a reason that you should take.
Yay, Lady Gaga!
Just for you, nurse. Just for you.
Gee, that's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah, I know. Well, apparently we got a listener on the line who has something to say. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the Rainbow Asylum. Why don't you tell the listening audience who you are and what's on your mind?
Well, my name's Annette. I live in Indianapolis, and I'm with PFLAG, and all of us are thrilled about the Supreme Court ruling. We were at the State House on Friday, and we're just thrilled about the decision. It's a great win for us. We're going to be moving on and trying to get equal rights for LGBT Hoosiers here in Indiana, and we're going to try to push voting registration and get people out there to vote and get rid of the legislators who tried to screw us on RFRA and HJR3.
Yay!
Well, all right.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Always glad to know we got a very activist-oriented audience.
Yeah.
Well, I was the person who organized the RFRA rally, the anti-RFRA rally in March.
Oh, the big one out in front of the State House.
Yep.
I was there at that demonstration. I was a hell of a picket.
It was. It took us just a few days, and we got it together, and we got 3,000 people, and we changed things. So
yeah, you did.
We just have to keep moving. We can't let them get away with this. You know, I really believe that Eric Miller and Micah Clark are sitting back, you know, plotting right now what they're going to do. And we have to be one step ahead of them. And, you know, we have to make sure that they can't get away with anything they might try.
Amen.
So we need everybody to get on board. We need people to vote. We need to, you know, we had a lousy turnout in the last election, and we can't let that happen again. People were too passive, and we just can't allow that to happen again. So whatever you do on your show, you've got to stress voting. That's really important, especially for young people. I spoke to a 29-year-old guy who said to me, "I don't believe in voting." He's only 29 years old. What's not to believe? I mean, it's bullshit.
It is, and you can rest assured that, you know, obviously, of course, here on the asylum, you know, the head nurse and myself, you know, we're both activists in our local areas. Of course, I'm out of Indianapolis, and head nurse Meister here is out of Phoenix, Arizona, but we are very active in LGBT causes, and, you know, we like to joke a lot on the show, you know, play a lot of good records and, you know, have fun. But, you know, the underlying theme of the show is still a lot of pride and solidarity in the LGBT community. We're just here to put the party back into it.
Well, I
okay.
love the music. The music is really cool. Thank you.
Yay.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate the comments.
Okay.
Yeah,
take
and,
care. Have fun tonight. Have fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, actually, keep listening. We've got a lot of great music coming up.
Well, thank you. You guys take care, okay?
You too.
Thank
you again. Keep up the fight.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, nurse, I think switching back to blog talk was a good idea. The switchboard's lighting up like a motherfucker tonight.
Yay.
Oh, and just to let our listening audience know a couple of things. First of all, I have heard from Miss Sandra Furr. She's been dealing with some personal issues over the last month or so. She's resolving those issues, and she is definitely looking forward to coming back to the show, joining us back on the air next month. And unfortunately, from what the head nurse told me, Miss Debbie DeMure is on the road tonight. She was out at Panhandle Pride this weekend. I saw some of the pictures. Looked like she was having a blast and promoting the cause of queer liberty. So we'll hear from Ms. DeMure next week, and hopefully soon we'll be hearing back from Ms. Sandra. So for the last half hour of the show, you got to put up with me and the nurse's bullshit.
You know, speaking of Ms. Debbie, it reminds me that So we came up with a new thing where if the person, because I don't know if anybody has listened to our, okay, yeah, I know, and none of you have, our Wednesday show, which is called Armed and Fabulous. We, on there, we have a segment called The Crosshairs, which is basically we pick somebody out and we kind of put them in the crosshairs, like that, you know, that's the theme. And so we kind of target them for some strong words. And so we kind of got the cool idea when that horse won the Triple Crown or whatever the other, a couple weeks ago, that if someone is so awful that they win the Slut of the Week and the Motard and get in the crosshairs in a single week, then they will have won the Triple Crown. So I want you to know that the Capital City Pride lady, Anna, whatever her name is, because who cares, because her career is over, she came so close to getting that award, because if you remember, Debbie brought her up last week for the Motard, and then she passed over them because, like, she revoked their gay card, but she decided to give her Motard to somebody else. And of course, as you now know, they did get into the crosshairs. They were, you know, our target on Wednesday, and they just won the Slut of the Week. So that is, to my knowledge, the closest anyone has come to winning the Triple Crown on our network. So just stay tuned, because at some point I'm expecting, you know, a front runner will emerge, and we may yet see a Triple Crown on the Outright Radio Network. I'm really excited, except for the fact that in order for that to happen, it has to involve somebody doing something really, really heinous. Obviously, I would prefer that not to happen. But on the bright side, if they do, we get to make good radio out of it. So yay.
Well, all right. Well, we'll look for a soon to come Triple Crown.
Wait, I'm sorry. I think it can't be the Triple Crown. It has to be the Triple Tiara.
Oh, there we go.
Because, I mean, crowns are for horses, apparently. So the Triple Tiara. Maybe we'll come up with another name for it. I don't know, but you know, you get the idea, right? So it's going to be the triple dong. We should call it the triple dong.
Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to keep
dong.
The.
I love that.
I definitely think we should roll with the. With the triple song. Anyway, we're gonna get back to some more music here. You heard him earlier on the show. We had Mr. Eli Van Sickle call in, which is always great to hear from him. You know, he's a frequent caller on the show and kind of became the in-house folk artist for the Rainbow Asylum. Him and Moxie Fox are our folk singer from California. But we got something from Eli tonight. As he said earlier, he doesn't have any new music for us. But given the celebration of love that's in the air this weekend, I thought this would be a fitting song from Eli. Here's Partners.
We are partners at this party unprotected. We were brought here against our will, 'cause we were taken by surprise when we looked in each other's eyes. And now time has fallen around us standing still. We are partners in our criminal activity. Feels like we're committing crimes against each other, because we're busting through the windows and we're tearing down the walls, and we're destroying inhibitions of one another. And it feels so dangerous, but it also feels so right. You're the only one I ever want to kiss, 'cause you're my partner tonight. You are ever in my field of vision. We both know that we're feeling the same. It's a new sensation I have never felt before, and I feel like I am floating towards the door. We embrace each other in the darkness, But this is not some stupid one-night stand. This fulfills a higher purpose. I'm humbly at your service. I hold your melancholy in my hand. Yeah, I hold your melancholy in my hand. And it feels so dangerous, but it also feels so right. You're the only one I ever want to kiss, 'cause you're my partner tonight.
You can cock out after we're off the air.
Yay! Well, you know, I mean...
By the way, not to bring up personal problems while we're live on the air, but did you ever find your car keys?
No, I had to get a new one, and it costed like $250.
Ouch. That sucks. Well,
yeah,
you know,
tell me about it.
Man,
so
you know,
thanks for bringing that up.
Know, well, I was going to say, look at it this way. You know, if you had gone through the dealership, it would have been like $500.
Right. Yeah, I know. So that's a nice consolation. And, I mean, I might as well, actually, I think your name's her. I know her name was Christy, and I believe her business is called Locksmith Express. I don't know for sure whether she is family, but she's going to two of her girlfriends – are getting married this weekend, and they've been waiting for 14 years. So, you know, of course, I had my big rainbow snake flag on the wall. So she went ahead and dropped a same-sex marriage reference. And, you know, I felt really good that if I was going to spend $250 that I didn't plan on spending, then I would rather have it go into, you know, the local grassroots economy. And so I felt really good about keeping that in the family, you know. And so I helped an independent business person. And, you know, and she's an ally at the very least. And I don't want to stereotype anybody, but I kind of, I think she's a sister. So that's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's, folks, obviously, you know, voting at the ballot, voting with the ballot is important. But in this economy, it's also important to vote with your dollars. And we always encourage you to support the businesses of our siblings and our allies and all that, you know.
Well, you know, in 100% fairness, I didn't actually get to pick her because my insurance company got to decide who provided the actual service because they paid for the service call. So, yeah, it wasn't just – it actually would have been, like, more. But anyway, that's another story. So they picked her, not me, but I'm glad that she has that contract with them because that's really good. And she's like, yeah, I don't have any employees. It's just me. I do this all by myself, and I'm so glad you called today because you're my only job. And, you know, I was like, yay. She's like the real thing.
Well, that is fantastic. And, of course, it's great news in general that you finally have a car now. You don't have to deal with public transit.
Yes, that has been amazing. That has really been a game changer.
So when are you going to save up the gas money and come out to Indianapolis?
Not probably anytime soon. Well, you know, actually, so Nobles is getting some dog training so that she can learn how to behave when she goes places in public because I don't know if the listeners know this, but in addition to being the cutest dog on earth, she's also my service animal. She's my emotional companion. So she's allowed to go anywhere that I go, but unfortunately she's never been trained, so she doesn't actually know how to behave. And when she sees another dog, she barks her head off. So, people get scared because she's a pit bull and they don't understand that she's just excited and, you know, they think she's like a deadly animal. And, you know, so she needs to learn how to not do that. And so I'm really excited because once that happens, I can think about doing things like taking a road trip because I can know that I can trust, you know, that she would be okay in public with me wherever we go. Because I don't have anyone to dog sit her. So if I came to Indiana, she would have to come with me.
Well, I would certainly be fine, Nurse. You and Nobles would be more than welcome.
Yay, Nobles! She got a pretty new pink collar, too. It's really pretty.
Well, we're getting down to about 15 minutes on the air, and before we get to the Sound Gimp's last call, and I have a very special treat for our last call tonight since we're also celebrating the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. But before we get to the last call, I do think we need to crank out a little bit more rock and roll here. So here's rock and roll's first openly flamboyant queen. Here's Little Richard with Good Golly Miss Molly.
Oh,
get in at least one last high-energy rocker in before we went on the last call. And, of course, you know, you talk about an LGBT pioneer. I mean, you know, Little Richard was out, open, and flaming. I mean, back in the 50s, for Christ's sakes, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess I knew that about him, but I forgot. I don't know. Tell us more about that. Because I'm like, I knew that, but I don't know the details. Like, was he totally, I mean, even on TV, like, did the whole world know?
Well, it was.
Or you mean just,
course,
like,
you know,
his buddies in Hollywood or wherever?
Well, it was one of those things where, of course, you know, back in those times, you know, you couldn't, you know, he wasn't like, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to say that he was like the Lady Gaga of his time, but I suppose in a way he was. I mean, you know, he was out, but, you know, it wasn't broadcast publicly. It was one of those things where, you know, he was out in the sense that he didn't deny it. And certainly, if you've ever seen, you know, you can go on YouTube and look up some of the old videos of him performing live on, you know, like the Ed Sullivan Show and all that. I mean, he's very flamboyant for his time. And, hell, even today, you know, it'd be considered pretty outrageous.
Huh. I'll have to go look that up. That's interesting. Yep. I will look that up.
Okay, definitely do. You know, that's one of the reasons we do what we do here on the Asylum. You know, expanding the knowledge of our history, our present, and what we got, and our battles ahead for the future.
Yep.
We are here to educate as well as entertain. Well, actually, folks, you know, that is a complete load of bullshit. We're actually just here so that the nurse can boost her ego and make crass jokes at my expense. But the education is a nice side effect of that.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's how we do what we do. We use comedy and vulgar, vulgar humor. I just said that, right? We use vulgar comedy for an educational purpose. So I think that's good. I'm sure people leave here feeling both dirtier and smarter than when they walked in.
Than when they first turned on their computer radios.
Right.
Well, we are coming up to last call, and, you know, of course, everybody knows, you know, it gets down to the last 10 minutes of the show. That's the Sound Gimp's last call, and I do have a very special one tonight. You know, as I said earlier, we're also commemorating the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, and I've got somebody who has been struggling for our equality and liberation ever since Stonewall time.
You know what? Wait, hold on. I just realized another anniversary that's happening today. So
what?
It was a year ago in Columbus when I was elected chair of this caucus group.
Woohoo! All right.
Yeah, I'm halfway through my term.
I guess we're also celebrating the beginning of the nurses' leadership.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah, really. But anyway, for our last call tonight, like I said, this is something that's very near and dear to the show. If you listened to us when we were still on Mixler, we had him on the air. It was one of the best interviews we've ever done on this show. If you haven't heard it, look it up. But for our last call tonight to commemorate the Stonewall Riots, here he is, Patrick Haggerty with Lavender Country.
Come out, my dear. you bother about your city ways. When you wear your frilly blouse to the people out house, the folks will hang around in paper days. When you wear your frilly blouse to the people out house, the folks will hang around in paper days.
And of course the guy was like, he's got, I don't know, he's you know, it's his independent business. He's, I guess, you know, I found him through a website, but it turns out that he's, you know, he has it's called an FFL. He has a firearms license, and he distributes out of his home. And so I'm sitting in this guy's living room, and like it's full blown hetero city. And he's looking at me like, yeah, they delayed your purchase. I can't sell it to you till next week. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, my gosh. Like, no, that did not just happen. And I'm like, well, I'm a libertarian, and I don't believe in this whole asking permission thing. And he's like, yeah, that's not going to work. I'm like, I would lose my license. I'm like, ah! I drove all the way the fuck out to Peoria for that. And so now I'm going to have to drive back again next week. I'm sure it's a paperwork thing. I'm just going to, because I don't have any, all my things are misdemeanors and they're nonviolent. So there's really no reason to deny me other than, like, the only thing I can think of is that they, you know, like, maybe I'm on a watch list or something for my activism. I don't know. But I think it's bullshit that
well,
happened.
You know,
so.
Well, like I said, you know, last I checked, you know, selling sex for Doritos is not a felony.
No, it isn't. At least not until, like, your fifth offense.
Yep. See, there you go. And I know you didn't do it more than five times, right? I mean, I would hope by the fifth time you at least upgraded to Cheetos, right?
Well, at least I didn't get caught five times. So I may have, in theory, committed felony prostitution. But it's not on the books. So, yeah.
Oh, always got to love our head nurse. Well, you know, like the rest of us, staying one step ahead of the law.
Well, you know, a girl's got to get what a girl's got to get. So the next thing on my list is going to be some kind of a cute little garter belt, garter holster thing to hold it in. Because a lady doesn't just, like, walk around with a pistol in her hand. I don't know, do they make, like, holster bras? Like, can I tuck it in my cleavage somehow? That would be hot.
I was going to say, you can get bra holsters. Oh, yeah, you can get those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to look into that.
Well, the sounds like pretty soon the nurse will be literally armed and fabulous. As far as the sound goes, you know, I'm happy keeping my shotguns for home defense. They certainly work well for me. Now, this is what it is. Well, we are ticking down to the last minute here. So until next time, I've been your loyal sound gimp.
And I am the mistress of deep thoughts and cheap shots, Head Nurse Mikester.
And we will see you next week on the Rainbow Asylum, same time, same place, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies?